Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace. Today's day is a day of what we call high level observation, right? For you all who are maybe new to my channel, I haven't been over here for the last 7 years, or say me being active on social media and in this digital realm, being able to give some of the keys and some of the codes, right, to when it comes to breaking down different paradigms and different shifts that happen in the world, right? When I first started, I was trying to figure out what is a name for what I do. And starting off, I had to consider myself to be a thought leader, somebody who leads you into the right way of thinking, particular subjects, macro shifts, cultural shifts, social shifts, and also economic changes and technological changes that happen in the world. But shifts, more importantly, today has been a very powerful day of observation. And something very interesting came my way. I got a key today. And a key for me just simply means that I had an observation, a realization today that unlocks, right, other realizations. So there's one root and then there are these branches of thoughts that come from that and allow me to see the world in a different way, right? It's a way of seeing the world and viewing the world from not just the lens of what your eyes see, but connecting from what your mind can fathom, right? So I always say that high level observations is not being controlled by what you see, but controlling what you see. Now, throughout the last century, media has had the ability to control what you see. They can put whatever optical illusion in front of your eyes, right? And that means that they can control what you think and they can control how you live, right? Because they control the information feed that you process in your mind and the data that you collect on a daily. So therefore, they control the makeup of the matrix that you live in. Having this age where people can see for themselves, where they have the ability to go into different sites, different portals, right? And we're living through a completely cycle, a new cycle going into what's considered to be this Aquarian age. Now, I want to share with you all the key that I got today. That is the basis of my lecture today, right? And to me, this was a very powerful because I study, and sometimes when I study, I want to make quantum leaps. And so that means it's not force, but it's flow. And it's very important to remember that word flow, right? Why are we using the words like flow and a word like cycle and currencies being a huge word, right? that has been utilized throughout this social media algorithm today. Currencies, 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 currencies. We see this all the time, currencies. But what does that mean? What is the psychological implication of a new word, right? And not a new word, but a word that is being utilized more and more and more, right? Well, first, let's break it down. Let's break it down. So I've been somebody who studied things in a metaphysical realm for a while. I don't consider myself to be an expert. I consider myself to be a student. I'm just a student studying and traveling in my mind and throughout the world to find knowledge and keys and wisdom in the hopes of being able to utilize that which I observe in a meaningful way to help liberate myself and others. And it has worked for me very well, right? Because when I act off those keys, then it helps unlock and activate my reality in a way to where I can create success. But that means you have to be in synchronicity, and that's finding the meaning and otherwise meaningless. For most people, they go through the day in 19 and it means nothing to them. But if we told you today was a day of solar eclipse, then you say, maybe this means something. If we say today is a day, Friday 13th, you may say, oh, that means bad luck. If we say, yo, I keep seeing 444, people say, what's this repeated pattern? What the hell do this mean? So most people define meaning in what's considered to be the otherwise meaningless. Me, I'm what you consider to be a decoder. I like to look deeper into what the surface knowledge is on a particular subject so I can see what's happening. And that allows me to see macro trends in the world. This is why I've been able to predict the way the world is being able to, the way the world is going and the trends and the cycles that we're going in. So when one is looking from a ground view, right, then they just looking at what's happening around them. You don't have much power to understand anything. It's kind of like being an ant. If you're an ant, you can never understand the reality in which you live, right? An ant can't look up. It lives in this two-dimensional plane, right? It doesn't live in a three-dimensional plane, right? They're looking forward in what's going on, and they can only see a piece, a fragment of what's really happening, right? Now, we have the ability to zoom all the way in and view and observe things from their worldview and then zoom out and absorb it from ours. We can look into a microscope or we can look into a telescope. That means that we have become great observers into many worlds, right? When I look into the financial world and the economic world and the elite world, then that means that you're playing with shifts. If you want to understand decoding, right, what you're seeing and what does it mean? Because every matrix has a code. Every matrix has a code. And it's very simple when you understand it. See, in the matrix, there was a binary code. Ones, zeros, there was all these different things that was going across the screen because it represented, right, the programming of that world. So how do you see the programming of a new world? One of the simplest ways, of course, is through words and numbers. When you can tell that a new paradigm has come in based on the words that people utilize, right? When people utilize certain words, that means a shift has taken place, right? Sometimes that vocabulary is a feminine, sometimes it's masculine, right? But words equal new worlds. Why? Because words speak to what the consciousness is expressing. And the world is just a collection of ideas, opinions, thoughts, thought forms. So what the world is thinking or what people are thinking, that becomes the world, right? So going into this idea of this Aquarian age, what is the shift? What is Aquarian, first of all? Let's get into Aquarius is meaning the water carrier or water bearer. It's the root aqua, which translates to water in Latin. Right? The root word aqua or the definition water. Now we live in a time to where we talk about currencies, right? That this word was built off maritime law, right? Meaning the law at the sea, because it was all of these ships that would carry cargoes, right? Whether our first cargo and the first stock that was brought into this country, at least from a standpoint timeline, when you talk about Black Americans, It was the black body. For some of us that was shipped here, but the reality of it is many of us were already here. Many of us are native to this land. Right? So you were indigenous Americans or American indigenous, AI, however you want to put it. And then they put a psyop on you to make you disbelieve your own history, because then you wouldn't claim the world for yours. So getting back to keep this high level for those who are interested in this. We talk about energy. Yes, energy have to have a flow. The world right now is focused on building out a type one world. That means that they knew new ways to concentrate energy, communication, governance, right? And new ways to be able to quantify the value and package. I don't want to say this in the wrong way. I'm trying to think of the way that I want to say this. Because we have to go to a different way that we understand our earth, which is a different way of understanding water. Right? And getting the value from water. In this country, they focus on removing the fluoride in the water. Right? Which goes into the calcification and decalcification of the pineal gland, which would then send us into another shift, into even more, with more people having their mind open and being able to see the world that's beyond their eyes. That means motility, more motility of the body and the mind, more fecundity of the body and mind, meaning more ideas flowing, right? Which you're going to have to be. See, keeping people at bay and keeping them at drones. When we look at the drones in the sky, these are low frequency drones, because these are not high bandwidth drones. These are low 2-point-something hertz drones, right? So they have these scales in which radio frequencies, right, are being able to be measured. And these drones are on a low frequency. So this is why they're not aircraft. This is why they're not detectable as much, because it's the same frequency as streaming is. So there's a world all around you that you can't see. All of these frequencies in the air, whether there's radio frequencies, right? Whether there's, you know, high frequencies, whether, you know, there are also bandwidth. There are cords within the sea, right? When it comes to the internet, and frequency matters, because latency of information, if you're talking about the stock market, matters. If it's a split second late and somebody else gets information faster than you, then they can make a decision and put in an order for a stock, right? And then that currency will be theirs. So being able to move currency matters when you're talking about different frequencies. So I was having a conversation with my brother Kenan about this earlier, which is why it was on the mind, right? So when you look at these drones, they talking about different frequencies, and the FAA is saying that now they need to land all of these drones, and is going trying to make it banned to where they can't be over certain sacred sites, right, or private sites in New Jersey. But we'll get to that later. But let's go to the idea of drones as human beings. The word drones is you're going to see more and more and more, right? But there's something that we still not get into. There's something that we still not understanding about this world that is keeping us grounded, and why we can't get into flow. It's funny, it was this article that came out. This article was about flat earthers, and they were saying how they went to try to go all the way to Antarctica, which is a sea world. It's frozen water, but when you think about it, it's a sea world that was frozen. It's a large continent that is frozen water. Now, we think about landing on that water because it's a frozen block of ice. And if that was frozen right before this world began, then that's a whole different world. But what world was frozen and what world began? Because that represents a completely different shift. So you know that there's a treaty that you can't go to, that all the countries have, right? Where they can't mine and do certain things in Antarctica. There's an Antarctica treaty. But you really think and wrap your head around it, saying that, man, there is a whole entire continent that's just frozen. But it hasn't always been frozen. That's like us being 100,000 years in the future or whatever, and we call Africa is frozen and is overtaken by water, right? And we can't visit and we can't see it because everything is underwater, but it's frozen. Then we just have to wonder what was there before. But then that's not even the point that I bring that up. The point that I bring this up is, you know, we're born in water. We're born as fetuses, we're like 90% water. And then after that, we're about 60% water the rest of our body. We need water to live. We're born in darkness and we're born in waters, just like the universe. We start off a small little spark, right? When a sperm meets the egg, there's electricity born in darkness, formed in waters, in triple darkness, and we bring light to that, and then matter is formed and thought is formed, right? And then the rest of the body functions and organs start to organize and form and function to create a human being, which is very powerful just in the imagination itself that we don't think about enough when we think about how we got here. And then when we get here, we land. When we get here, we land. We land. Very interesting. And did you know babies naturally can swim? You throw a baby in the water and they can naturally swim while they was born in water. It takes a while for you to learn. Your body is ready to swim. It takes a while for you to learn how to walk. You got gravity and all these different things. But swimming is easy. You throw a baby in water, it naturally knows how to swim. That tells you an innate function in the human mind that we are also aquarian beings. Now, why do I bring all this up? What does this got to do anything, Keys? I know what y'all thinking. It's the 19th, so we get to go metaphysical. We get to go a little deeper. That's what these days are for. We talk about currencies. We talk about a bank and a river bank, and you got to go to a bank. And very interesting. Very interesting. And then you get a birth certificate, and the birth certificate is the same as when a ship has a birth record, right? It's the record of that ship. Very interesting. In the waters to the land, but we still abide by the laws of the sea. And you get deeper and you understand these things. Noble Drew Ali once said that if I can get you to thinking, you can but save yourself. Now, February.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
February 7th, we have the Save Yourself Tour. So make sure Save Yourself event. Make sure you come there in New York. We'll be giving you a futurist blueprint. Now, let's go more high level. And I want you all to think about this. And the world is going to continue to change. Why are we focused on new currencies? Currencies, currencies, currencies. We are going into the biggest currency exchange that the world has ever witnessed before. January 19th is the next 19th day, and that is a day that TikTok is supposed to be banned. The 19th are very powerful to pay attention to. Bitcoin was born 1-9. It was born January 9th. Very important to pay attention to, because that 1-9 always means that there's something to be revealed or to be birthed. It takes one moment, right? You have sex and you procreate, and then you have to wait 9 months later to have a baby. September is the month to where there's the most births. September 9th and September 19th, there are more people born on the 9th and the 19th than any other day of the year. Pay attention to the numbers. The numbers unveil the fabric of the world that we live in. Once you understand the numbers, you can see the world around you, because numbers was only made to correlate to alphabets. So before we spoke with letters, we spoke with numbers. Before, if I didn't know what your language was, we can both count together. That's why A equals 1 and I equals 9. It's the alpha and the iota. It's the God number. It's the masculine and the feminine. One sun, 9 planets, the feminine. Everything rotates. I could break this down so deep. I don't have all the time in the world today. But I want to leave you with this thought today. And I wanted to go much longer, and I think I will do that in the, I'll probably do a special in the Infinite Wealth Strategies. We'll be able to break this down. And eventually this will be my book. But I want to go into something today from an article. And we're going to go into this article. It's a very powerful article by someone that I've studied for a while now. And a lot of you all may not know where I get the 19 keys from. Well, let me explain to you. The 19 keys comes from a quote by Master Fuad Muhammad. In the 1930s or so time, around about, he said there's 19 million rusty lock mines. There's 17 million original people, 2 million Indians, said that represents the 19 million rusty lock mines. And of course, American Indian, another AI, is the 1-9. The revelation within that is that's you. We'll go into that another time. He said there's 19 million rusty lock mines, which means that there's 19 million well-oiled keys. Now, keys is interchangeable for ka or key, right? Or knowledge. And the locks also represent bandhas. If you know what bandhas are, they're energy centers throughout the body. And releasing those bandhas help one get to a point of enlightenment, to be in flow, because your body has these locks. But then it goes into the metaphysical on how we have locked minds. And when you have a locked mind, it is easy to keep you in the dark and keep you oppressed. But when you have enlightenment and you have light in the mind, then you are charged. See, it don't matter if you eat vegan, but you don't have any light in the mind, you'll still end up sick. That is why placebo works better. When you believe you're eating healthy, you program the food and charge it up with your own light. Don't you know you emit biophoton energy, that your body literally emits light? And they've studied this and shown that when somebody is sick, The light emits even brighter because it is the body healing itself. But the eye can't see the spectrum of light. But sometimes we know because people glow. We say, damn, well, you got a glow going on. And what happens? Who we know that glow comes when somebody pregnant, they got a glow. Or that glow come, they shining. It's more literal light. Now, when we talk about this new age, this is going to be the most empathetic generation to exist. Some of you all should study the blue and red Kachina, the Hope Hopi prophecies. We talk about the environmental sciences of the world, and that's not something normally that we talk about. Sustainability, right? The ecosystem, mostly because we lost our seat. This our seat. Like King T'Challa or like the Black Panthers sitting on the throne. And on that throne, what is that? You have a responsibility on that throne. When you look around, this is all yours, the earth. But on that last Black Panther, what were they fighting? They was fighting the people at the sea. Another people, another original people. But you were given the earth as your dominion. There's 196,940,000 square miles across the planet. The land is 57,255,000 square miles. The water is 139,685,000 square miles. That means that there is more water than there is land. The Pacific Ocean covers 68,634,000 square miles. There is more water than there is land. So let's think about this, though. We were always taught, and we've always perceived it in a way to where we live on a land. There's what you consider to be productive land, right? There's productive land on this planet. See, these are what we call actual facts. The productive land on the planet is where you want to settle. Because there's only so much land on this planet where you get to sit at the seat of the throne. There's energy all across this planet, cyclones of energy. If you go to Arizona, there are energy in Arizona that is different, that you can tap into different points on the grid on this planet. But there is something we still missing. All this water on this planet, 68,634,000 square miles, just the Pacific Ocean alone. But why do we consider it to be a land planet? Why do we perceive it psychologically to be a land planet, when this earth is a water carrier, a water barrier? See, the shift is that the logic is the land and the water is the wisdom. The logic have you thinking in a very square way, in a very box thinking. You think about land, you got an L. Put another L, that's a box thinking. The water is like a W. It has the waves. It has the ripples. It has the flow like electricity currents. That's wisdom. But it also represents the woman, and we call it Mother Earth. But we have been having so much land thinking, because we landed here, but then we live on a water planet and there's more water on the planet. So therefore we was thinking about just conquering the land in the ways that we treated the planet. We didn't think in a flow manner. Nah, we didn't think in a very fluid manner. He was thinking how we land, what's under our feet. But when you are in the ocean, it's a different thing. In the ocean, you have to flow with the waters. You can't control the ocean. People think about controlling the land. Viewing Earth as a water planet emphasizes our interconnectedness and dependency on the oceans, which fosters a collective identity centered around shared resources rather than territorial divisions. I'm going to leave you with this last part because I have to go. I thought I was going to have more time. We're going to do a part two of this. This is why you have to understand the currency shift. When we say the currency shift, and y'all think y'all can ignore the currency shift, this currency shift is part of the Aquarian age flowing in a new cycle coming in. Because as we go into 2025, it is a solar cycle that heats up the earth. But when you think about earth, and I say heat up the earth, you think about it heating up the land. But when you think about it as an Aquarian planet, as you think about a water planet, you realize that it's heating up the oceans. But as you heat up the oceans, even if it heats up just another 2%, it has environmental changes and shifts in the atmosphere planetary. So then it affects us in a different manner. So you're going to see environmental shifts happen next year because we're going to go through a solar cycle where more energy, a solar peak cycle happens every 11 years. And this is the peak here next year. So going through that peak cycle, you have to pay attention. It's not going to be a play year next year. You can make quantum leaps and quantum changes. So I appreciate y'all for tapping in, and we're going to have to do a part two to this. You definitely should meet me in New York. We're going to be live in New York. Go to 19keys.com/tour. But this is a 19-day, and I couldn't let it go by without giving some breakdown. Because a lot of people don't know why I call myself 19 Keys. And it's much deeper than some of the stuff that I talk about. But everybody is not that deep. Everybody is not ready. Some people are shallow. Some people only land deep, but some people are as deep as the ocean. We think about space. What about the ocean? Just the Pacific Ocean, 68 million miles to cover. We think about aliens coming from outer space, but we never think about them coming from in the ocean. Pay attention to your planet. When you pay attention to your planet, what you're saying is that the planet is mine and we are a species. And as a species, we should care about our own extinction level events, because if we're not good stewards of the planet, then the planet will fight back and to get rid of us. And when you think about yourself being a steward, then that means that if this is my planet that I live on, from the land, the sea, the airs, then it is my responsibility to be a good steward of this planet, to take care of it. But if you leave that up to the elite, then you can't be mad at what they do with this planet and the planet that you inherit, because most people have gotten so tied down to the ground about their daily activities that they need to do. They forgot about the earth and how we need to take care of our responsibility as human beings, as guardians of this planet. Family, I appreciate y'all. We will be doing a part two of this, inshallah, soon in the High Level Club. So for those who are part of the High Level Club, make sure you tap in. I look forward to breaking this down, and you all will be the first one to get the book as well when we break this down. And it's going to have some deep secrets that I never share. Because when you share with the world, sometimes people are ungrateful for what you give them. This is just for the believers. I know that everything that I talk about is not for everybody, but for those who have the mind to see, those are the ones that I want to tap in with. The rest can disappear. So family, I'll see y'all inside the High Level Club, and make sure you follow the 19 Keys YouTube page for more updates. 2025 is our year. Let's take the planet back. As this currency shift happens, you're going to see something major happen. When Donald Trump takes office, when these new currencies form, right, in every single country producing new currencies, and as they go into that cycle, you're going to wish that you are in position. Because if you're not in position, then you will drown in the new world that is forming. I'm 19 Keys. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay up. Peace to the gods.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.